This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. A new industry has sprung up in recent years, websites that post nothing but mugshots. They're getting popular. Everybody loves a good mugshot, right? Except the person in the photo, of course. But in Chicago, there's another person who doesn't love this new trend, the county sheriff. It seems to be crashing his website. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has the story.
Stand in the middle of the gray.
It's around 4 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. The assembly line at Cook County Jail has started, inmate processing. In the next 2 hours, as many as 200 men will pass through here. I'm standing at the photo station.
Sierra.
Sheriff's deputy pulls up each man's record on his computer, snaps a couple of pictures to add.
What's your name?
In a couple of hours, photos will be up on the sheriff's inmate locator website.
Scoot over more. Scoot over that way. Right there.
Where they get picked up by for-profit mugshot websites.
Look that way.
Mugshots.com, BustedMugshots.com, JustMugshots.com.
All right, man, you're good to go.
Some of them look like shakedown operations. Mugshots.com is full of links offering to remove your picture for fees that start at $400. Late last year, those sites seemed to be crashing the Cook County Sheriff's inmate locator site, trying to suck up the photos faster than the county's server could keep up. Ben Bright, the sheriff's communication director, runs the inmate locator.
It's a very important part of our site. I would actually argue it's the most important part of our site.
People use it to find friends and relatives who've been arrested.
And that is also the main conduit to which family, friends can register to visit those people.
The sheriff solved the crashing problem, but the websites still have the pictures. Some states have passed laws trying to outlaw the shakedowns. People whose mugshots got posted have filed lawsuits. The results have been uneven. Mugshot websites lean on the same legal principles as news media: access to public information and the freedom to publish it. Newspapers run mugshots, too. Matthew Waite built one of the first galleries when he worked at the Tampa Bay Times. He says the traffic to those pages was huge.
Is putting advertising on those pages, you know, untoward? That seems less of a problem to me than putting people's mugshots online and then charging them to have it taken down.
Jeff Hermes runs the Digital Media Law Project at Harvard. He says even the shakedown schemes are hard to outlaw.
These activities are morally reprehensible. But when you try to dig down to the level of what is illegal, it starts to become quite elusive.
What's worked is shame. Google had inadvertently fueled the extortion racket. When you search someone's name, any mugshots showed up as top results. That's a big incentive to pay up for removal. Last fall, Google tweaked its algorithm. Mugshot results got exiled to the back pages. Today, a lot of the sites no longer offer removal services. The exception is mugshots.com, which is based in the British West Indies. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.